We're in the middle of Siman Tzadi, which Hilchos Tefillah. Okay, we said it's a long Siman. It's a light Siman, but it's a very enjoyable Siman. We're up to Sif Dalid. So it's going on Brachos. It says the end of the fifth parak. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Al yispalo adam ela b'bayis sheyesham chalonot. You should only daven in a synagogue that has windows. And they bring a pasuk from Daniel Vav Yud Aleph after Dayavish made the edict that no one is allowed to ask anything from anyone but him, because the troublemakers tried to catch Daniel on being Mori B'Malchus. They couldn't. Daniel was very faithful to the king, but they knew if they're going to convince the king to put out some silly edict like that, they'll catch him davening. And he made such an edict, and he went up to daven in his attic, and he opened up the windows facing Yerushalayim, as he would do every day, three times a day, and sure enough, they caught him. And that's how he got thrown into the lion's den. And of course, Daniel was saved. And then they threw the troublemakers into the lion's den. And they didn't even make it to the floor. They were eaten up in midair. Okay. Anyway, we learn from there, the Gemara tells us that you should daven in a room with windows. So there's three mahalchim in the Rishonim. Rashi says that it will help you to be mechaven. You look up heaven towards heaven through the windows, and you'll see Shemayim, and that will help your Kavana. Points out the Beis Yosef, therefore, the windows have to be facing forward, not behind you. You're not going to look over your shoulder in the middle of davening. They also have to be somewhat facing up. If it's just facing down towards the street and you can't see up, that's also not going to, doesn't seem to help you. Rabbi Yona seems to say it's a din in having a lot of air, a lot of light. Aide Ri'iyas Ha'or. The more light, puts you in a better mood, you're able to have a better kavana. Then Rabbi Yona gives another answer, which I don't fully understand, but I do see how it comes out of those psukim in Daniel. It says the windows have to be facing Yerushalayim. Through looking out the windows, you'll have more kavana in Yerushalayim. A little hard to understand, because if you're nowhere near Yerushalayim, opening up the windows in L.A. is not going to even direct Yerushalayim. Like, how does it help you think of Yerushalayim exactly? I'm not 100% sure. Okay, so let's see the Shekhana. Dalet. Tzorach liftoch psachim l'chalanot k'neged Yerushalayim. You have to open up windows in the direction of Yerushalayim. K'dei l'spal k'negdan. And daven in that direction. Now, Pesach Yeshivas points out, like, if you open up all the windows and you have all sorts of things going by, all everything we learned at the end of Kriya Shema, from garbage trucks to dumpsters to women that are or are not dressed, everything else that's not what's supposed to be on your mind is about davening, so it's a little bit, doesn't work so well. So Pesach Yeshivas points out that the windows should be above street level, they should be facing up. It is good to have 12 windows. That comes from the Zohar, and it is based on Kabbalah. Mishnah Berurah points out Sif Katan Tes, that the 12 windows could be in any which direction, as long as you have some towards Yerushalayim, and I guess towards heaven as well. Now, the Dershu brings down, you know, what's the shear of the window, and what if you have, you know, huge windows, is one window good enough? He says one window is not good enough, you need 12 windows, and what if it's split? So yeah, let's say a window, very often you have these big windows, it's not one humongous pane of glass, it's kind of split, so each one of those will count as a window. And he brings down from the Buchacher that even if you have more than 12, that's also okay, that fits in with the Ramah, the Zachar Vashomer, I think it is, yeah? That if you do more than two is still two, so two is connected to Zachar V'Shomer by the candles. If you have 12, you need 12. I have 15. I still have 12. 12 plus 3, but I still have the 12. So that would be good enough as well. Let's go back to Mishnah Sif Katan Ches. Chalanot. You should have this for kol shekhin shemispalel b'bayis b'yechidi d'tzarech lizar b'zeh l'chatzchila k'disa b'gemar. Okay, that you should daven in a room with windows, and you should be facing windows, again, but not in a way that the windows are going to be distracting. Very often the windows are a source of distraction at best. Then he points out, we're going to learn a person daven supposed to look downward, so how does it help to have windows up, you know, towards the front and up? So he says, you still look down, but when your kavana needs chizuk, then you look up towards heaven, and that gives you a chizuk in your kavana. Okay, that's Sif Dalet. Okay, Sif Hey. I think it's the same Gemara. Lamedalet Amabez. Lamedalet Amabez, all the end of the fifth parak of Brachos, which is the end of the Tefillah section of Brachos, then it gets into Ketza Mavarchim and Brachos. Amar of Kahana Chatzif Aleman Dematzli Bebiksa. A person who davens in a bika, in an open field, open valley, it's a chutzpah. What's a chutzpah? Rashi explains that when a person is in a makom tsanua, makom tsnius, with walls, and so then he will have emas hamelech, fear of Hashem, and he will be humbled. And when he's out in the wide open, that's some sort of gaiva and chutzpah. The Tosis asks a very exciting question. The pasuk says, "Vayetze Yitzchak lasuach basod." Yitzchak went to daven in the sadeh, in the field. How can you tell us it's a chutzpah and it's also to daven in a field? So Tosis gives two answers, and the Bach gives a third answer. The first answer is that sadeh is none other than Har HaMoriah, Mount Moriah, all right, Har HaBayis. Now it doesn't really answer the question. So what? Now the poskim seem to say, which I don't understand, but it's Mamish brought down, that there were walls around Har HaBayis. I don't know, I thought the wall around the Har HaBayis is called the Kotel, and it's relatively new. It wasn't there at the time of Yitzchak, but they say that there were walls around Har HaBayis. Fine. Meaning, it wasn't really a Sadeh, it's called a Sadeh, al shame, whatever spiritual reasons, why Yitzchak called Har HaBayis a Sadeh, the Beis Hamikdash a Sadeh, but it really wasn't a Sadeh at all, it had mechitzos. That's answer number one in Tosis. Tosis? Yeah, Tosis. Over there, Alam Dal. Inami, second answer in Tosis, that if you're in a Sadeh, so that people walk by, you know, they'll, you know, it's a place where people are going to walk by and distract you. But where Yitzchak was, I guess, there were no distractions. It was a deserted, empty field.
You said that Gaiva is after the people passing by. You said that open valley, Bika, is Gaiva. No? So that was the problem.
It's a chutzpah, yeah.
Because the people are not passing by, it's still a chutzpah, no?
Excellent! So the Beis Yosef has a kasha, and he basically knocks out the second answer of Tosis. So people walking by, that's a din in disturbing your kavana. What does that do with chutzpah? That's not the pshat, and he basically takes out his scissors and cuts out the second answer of Tosis. The Bach has a third answer. He says that Yitzchak daven between the trees. This Maharish Gavlos. He says, what's the Lashon Lasuach? It comes from the Lashon Sichim. Sichim are bushes. That he hid in between the bushes and davened there. So it wasn't like an open field. Meaning it was not like a forest. More like a forest. And he was diving between the trees, between the bushes. Sia Lasuach, Lashon Sichim. So he was like hiding between the bushes and therefore was not in an open field. So those are the three answers. Two from Tosis, one from the Bach. The second answer from Tosis, which sounds like people are going to interrupt him, but he says he doesn't like it, has a tema. That's not chutzpah, that's just people can interrupt you, ma kesher, he rejects it. The Bach, the Magen Avraham, everyone comes to the defense of Tosis and says Hashem should forgive the Beis Yosef for speaking against Tosis. Hashem should forgive the Beis Yosef for speaking against Tosis. And they give a couple of different answers. The Bach wants to say that Hasnei Alechis and Melekecha, when you daven to Hashem, you should do it more betznius. And if you do it in public, in an open area, so that is a type of chutzpah. And the Magen Avraham wants to say even more than that. You need hold on. You need to have kavana, and if you're right, in a field,
not because of the openness.
And the Magen Avraham says that it's gaiva. You think you can have kavana davening in a public place? That's a everyone's walking by. You think you can have kavana and not be distracted? That's a chutzpah. That's a gaiva. Okay. People got to point out the nafkamina between the two Teirutim in Texas is if it's an open field, but there's no one walking by. It's a deserted open field. So according to the second one answer, that would be okay. According to the first answer, that would not be okay. I wanted to say maybe the first answer means Har HaMoriah is already a different gedder. It's, you know, it's Har HaBayis. Is that what Ramazal says?
Ramazal says that in Makom HaMikdash there's Bada Yesh Emas Shechina Olav. And so therefore, it's okay.
Oh, Roshikivanti. Beautiful. That's what I wanted to say. And then I know they discussed, like, davening in the middle of the plaza in the Kotel. Like, why isn't that a problem? Being He said that? Oh, look at that. Fantastic. I probably heard it once. Okay, very good. Yeah, the plaza. Okay, it has walls, but the question is...
It doesn't have a ceiling. It's a question.
No, the ceiling doesn't matter. That's what Mr. Bruce is going to say. And Sifkot in your base. No, you don't need a... We're not talking about a roof. We're talking about walls. But maybe talk about the back part of the kotel, behind... I don't know. It all has wall. I mean, sort of.
Not so big. Not crazy big. Football field.
Okay, now what if you have a choice of diving indoors where there are no windows or outdoors in a field? So then Mishmur brings down from the Purim Begadim, since it's called a chutzpah to daven outdoors in a field, so then it would take precedence to daven indoors without windows. Mishmur Sifkot on Yud Aleph, B'makum Parutz, Hine Lechad Teirut to the Toises, Imhu Omei Betzara Derech, B'makum She'im Yisrael Shasigo Avrei Drachim Shari. He's in a field, but he's on the side. There's a road, and he's on the side. So even people walking by, they're not going to bother him. So according to second answer in Toises, that should be mutter. Ah, Beis Yosef reminds you of the dream. Beis Yosef doesn't like that Teretz and Tosis. Even though the Magen Avraham and the Bach come to the defense of Tosis, he still says Yishtul should not daven on the side of the road. Davka, you should daven in a house. Now, what does that mean? A person goes on the road, especially in the olden days, they have a car or whatever. I mean, daven on the side of the road. So, right, that's Pashva. Ovrei drachim b'kul yamam u'tram l'spal ba'sadam. You don't have a choice, so that's where you have to daven. And this is the chatzchila, that's not the place to daven. But you're on a road, and you hit traffic, and it's getting late, and you're missing shkia, so you pull inside the road, you gotta daven mincha. What are you gonna do? Mikom akum. Kishiyesham ilanos, when there's some trees there, tov sheyamo, tov yose, sheyamo, sham beinem, v'spal. Daven in between the trees, like the boss answer to the kasha. Siach milasuach milashon sichim. Beautiful, I love it.
What about sitting in the wagon?
You could do that.
Sitting in the wagon, pretty close.
Does he discuss that with them as well? I assume you should stand. Vav. Okay, this is the Gemara in the beginning of Brachos. Not to daven in a churba, in a destroyed building, Vilbachurva, for three reasons the Gemara discusses with all the Nafkaminas over there. In the Chshad, why is this Orthodox Jew going into this burnt up building? Maybe Chas v'Shalom, he has a prostitute waiting for him. They have Mapolas, or maybe he's just as dangerous, the thing can fall down. They have Mazikin, or because of demons that hang out in such buildings. And then the Gemara and Mishaburov Yasifkatin Yadalid goes through all the nafkaminas, and if you fulfill three conditions, you don't have to worry. If it's a very strong, broken down building, it's not going to fall, so you don't have to worry about that. And if there's two or three of you, you don't have to worry about the demons. And if it's in the field, the prostitutes don't hang out in the field, it's going to be okay. Last line is Sifkat and Yadal, Lefichach, Imheim Shnaim, if it's two people, Mutu the Kanizba, you're allowed to go into the Chorvet Adavin, Imhi Briah, the Chazakah, if it's strong and healthy, meaning it's not going to fall on top of you. If Omed is Basadeh, there's no problem of Zona, and there's two of you, so there's no problem of Mazikin. Okay, Zion. Zion's a little bit levitic. So the Gemara Brachos and Daf Vav Amabez says as follows. Amar Avuna called Mespalach Rebeis HaKnesses, a person who davens behind the shul, Nikra Rasha. It's called the Rasha if you daven behind the shul. So what does it mean you daven behind the shul? Amar Abayi Lo Amar Eldolo Mahadar Ape the Beit Knesset. That's only if you don't face the shul. If you face the shul, it's okay. If you don't face the shul, then you're Nikra Rasha. Then the Gemara brings a wild story. Someone was davening just like he's not supposed to, behind the shul, not facing the shul. Eliyahu HaNavi walked by and basically kills him. That's Adkan. That's the Gemara. So the question is, what's going on? What is the Gemara? Well, we're not going to get into the Hashkafic issue. Why is the Chai Misa? We'll leave that out. But what is the halacha here? What does it mean behind davens behind the shul? What does it mean to face the shul? So there's two mahalachim. I was going to call it Rashi or Ben Yonah, but this is what Rashi holds. So we'll call it number one and number two. Mahalach number one, which some call Rashi, is that the shuls were... The opening of the shul was in the Mizrach. No, hold on a second. Okay, the shul has an Aron Kodesh in the front. That's where everyone faces that direction, towards Yerushalayim, whatever it is. The door, let's say, is in the back. They walk in from the back of the shul. You take your seat in your new fancy shul, and you face the Aron Kodesh. Okay, so now the person is in the back, is in behind the shul. What does it mean? He didn't go through the door. He's on the side of the door, and instead of facing the shul, which would also be facing the direction that everyone else is facing, he turns his back on the shul. He's not facing the shul. He's not facing Yerushalayim. He's not facing anybody else. He's diving the exact opposite direction. So there's three. He's doing three things wrong, says the Beis Yosef. And therefore, he's called a Rasha. Everyone's inside. He's outside. That's number one. But it's not A or B or C. It's all three together turn him into Rasha. Everyone's inside and he's outside. Everyone's facing the Mizrach and he's facing the Ma'arav. He's facing the other direction. And he puts his back to the shul. All those three together is what makes him a Rasha. Okay? And so the Iker is that he should be facing the direction that the people are facing. He's facing Yerushalayim. That is the Iker. Hold on. Okay? That is the Iker. Which means, if he's now, instead of being in the back of the shul, let's say he's in the front of the shul, he should put his back to the shul and face Yerushalayim like everybody else is doing. Even though his back is to the shul, he's facing the same direction. That's what he's supposed to do. That's Mahalach number one, which some call Rashi. Then Rabbeinu Yonah brings the Mahalach number two, B'Shem Ari, who says that when it talks about being behind the shul, it means he's really in front of the shul. And he's in front of the shul, and he puts his back to the shul and faces the same direction as everybody else. And he's a Rasha. And he might be Chayim Misa, according to that Gemara. What's he doing wrong? A, he's outside, they're inside, and his back is to the shul. You know, he's facing the right direction. That means, according to Mahalach, there's only two things. The Iker is that his back is to the shul. That's the problem. According to the first Mahalach, your back is supposed to be to the shul if you're in front of the shul. The Iker is that you face Yerushalayim. Face Makom HaMikdash. Okay, so that's a big machlokes rishonim, how to understand this Gemara. Is the ikker kpeda that your back is to the shul, or is your ikker kpeda that you're not facing the right direction?
According to both, you need at least one extra wrong thing to do.
So if you're behind the shul, everyone agrees, face the shul, which is also facing the same direction as everybody else. Everyone agrees to that. Where is there machlokas between these two mahachim? When you are in front of the shul. You're in front of the shul. Should I put my back to the shul and face the right direction? Or should I face the wrong direction but face the shul? Mm-hmm. Let's sort of compare it. The Gemara talks about face Eretz Yisrael, face Yerushalayim, face Beis Hamikdash, face the Kodesh HaKadoshim. What if you're on the wrong side? Face the other side of Kodesh HaKadoshim. So everyone's facing Kodesh HaKadoshim. So the Aron Kodesh, I don't know, it's not exactly the mahalach, but sort of domet that everyone should be facing the Aron Kodesh, according to this mahalach. Okay, let's see this inside. Siv Zayin. V'lo achorei Beis HaKnesses. He should not be behind the shul in eno max or upon the Beis HaKnesses. He should not be behind the shul and not face the shul. What does it mean? He's in the back, which is where the entrance of the shul is, which is the opposite side of the Aron Kodesh, opposite side everyone's facing. Instead of facing the shul, you have this a lot of times. You go to a small shul or whatever, you come late, and everyone comes late. Not everyone, but many, many people come late. You can't even get in the room. You can't even get in the door. You can't even get into the shul because there's 5 people in shul, and then, well, let's say 10 people in shul, and then there's 15 people at the entrance, and then, you came after the 15, and you can't even get in the door. So now what do you do? So you're facing the congregation, and you're facing the same direction as the congregation, and everything is great according to this mahalach, and even according to the other mahalach, right? Because everyone agrees that you're facing the right direction and facing the shul. The Yesh Mefarshim Behefech, and there are those that explain the opposite, that you're not in back of the shul, it means you're in front of the shul. And the problem is that you're putting your back to the shul, and really you have to put your back, you have to face the shul, even though you're facing the wrong direction, but at least you're facing the shul.
That's very interesting.
Yes, but we're assuming, I guess, let's assume the entrance is in the back. I have an Aron Kodesh in the front and an entrance in the back. The question, where am I? Am I by the back, or am I in front of the Aron Kodesh? So when I'm in the back, everyone agrees, face the shul, it's the right direction, it's facing the shul, it's great. I mean, it's not great, but it's okay. The question is, when I'm in front of the shul, I come to shul, for whatever reason, I'm diving over there. I mean, you shouldn't be davening over there. It's a very big problem. So what do I do? So we would think, you know, you're supposed to face your shalayim. You face your shalayim. But in doing that, you bring it back to the shul. And according to the read, that's a terrible problem. And it's a bizarre to the shul. And it's terribly wrong. So what are you really supposed to daven over there and face the shul? And the Mishnah, so Machaber brings down, first he brings down the first opinion, then he brings down V'yeshim Mefarshim B'Avach as the second opinion. V'roi lochosh adivei shneim. It's proper to be choshish for both opinions. Which means you can't daven in the front because there's no way to face. You face this way, you're doing wrong. You face that way, you're doing wrong.
Either way, you're not with everyone.
Either way, you're violating one of the opinions. You're not, right. So that's not the right place to daven. V'gam, K'mishim Nesbal, B'shatz daven chutz beis haknesses, yesh da'achem, mishiach z'pan of the beis haknesses. So when you're davening on the side of the shul, you should still be facing the shul. No, that's not really true. That's not really true. If you can face Yerushalayim, you should face Yerushalayim, Mishnah Berurah says. If you can't face Yerushalayim, then face the shul. Why you can't? Whole discussion over there.
According to the second opinion, you would face the shul, no?
Yes.
Even the opposite.
Yeah. I assume. I'm not sure. Because I know, but when you put your back to the shul, that's a disgrace to the shul. There's all sorts of psukim where they put their back to the kodesh, and it doesn't represent something very positive. This is when you're outdoors and it's very noticeable what you're doing, that you turn your back to the shul. You live near the shul, whatever, and you're davening towards Eretz Yisrael, happen to be, therefore your back is to the shul, but you're in your house, so that's okay. When you are in your house, when you're in a side room, it does not look like you're putting your back to the shul, so it's okay. So in the shul itself, they say it is a problem. The azar in the shul, you should try not to have that. You have a side room in the shul in front of the Aron Kodesh, and you're davening towards Eretz Yisrael, you're putting your back to the main sanctuary. That the poskim don't like.
So Ramban, back room and Ramban, it's all good.
And so it's no good.
No, back room on the left.
The back?
Bear of Rum.
What's wrong with Bear of Rum? Oh, Bear of Rum, yeah.
Bear of Rum, there's a room within the room. The second room, if you're standing anywhere in that room, pretty much, you're back to the Aron Kodesh.
The front room.
I mean, there is another
Aron Kodesh. Okay, in Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Chafalef, there's a machlokes about it. First he says it's okay, then he says, better not to get into the situation. Oh, don't build those rooms.
Maybe if there's another.
When you're outdoors, it's a problem. When you're in your house, that's okay. It's not nikkur at all. When the building, the structure of the shul itself has, you know, one minion in front of another, whatever. So I don't know. That might be different. Each one has his own separate shul. Here we're talking about where there's a coat room, and you're diving in the coat room. And then you're putting your back to the main sanctuary, something like that. That might be a problem. I don't know if there's two rooms. They're all a separate base at Knesset. I don't know if that's what he's talking about. Azaras habnius because of Mizrachi shows Balsham. The cheder who beinir karachol base at Knesset. The chen katzah b'shurei Knesset gadol. I'm reading Mishmas Tefkat and Chaval. Shira kilos rabos shazar saying the tzad Mizrach. Even though they face Mizrach in front of the Aron Kodesh Mizrach, they have another room. Umispalem upneim klapi Mizrach v'acharem klapi kosam Mizrachi base at Knesset. Now they're putting their back to the Aron Kodesh, to the main sanctuary, but they're in their own side room. Mikomakom, so he says that's okay. Mikomakom, Yosetov be'ez shabon mazaras. That's so b'tzadacher. When if you're the architect and you're building a new shul, if you know anyone building a shul, tell them that they shouldn't put those side rooms in front of the Aron Kodesh. They should put it in the back.